mate, but big improvement in the second half.
Well, it just shows you what experience does. We're so low in experience, and you know, people have to see what's going on here. I think I'm talking to the wall sometimes, because the people are saying, oh, this and that, and under pressure. My God, how could it be under pressure when you're building young players to learn the game? And, you know, in the first half, we were too young and too inexperienced. So I brought Nicky Lowe in to try and control the midfield, and I brought Dean in with some intelligence in the ball and understanding of how to shut down spaces. You could see how much it changed the way we played, and it took young Eddie off near the end. So, you know, I thought for the last hour of the match, or the last, you know, 50 odd minutes, I thought we played really, really well. We went up against them, and we come out in the second half, and you know, we had more chances than them in the second half, and some of them were sporadic, to be honest, but I felt that it was a really good learning curve for the young players tonight. And we go into the last four games now, and hopefully our performances against Bohemians and our performance against on Saturday Shamrock Rovers, and the second half of tonight, two and a half performances there, has been very, very good. And we just need that wee break. You know, we're not getting any breaks at the minute, and you can see how good Dundalk were in the first half as well. And but I was delighted at the response of the players in the second half. That's what we should be talking about if we're from Derry. What a response, what a fantastic fist we made of it. You know, when under the 93rd minute, we get a player sent off, probably right. I from where I was, I thought he'd fouled him myself. But, you know, what more can we do? What more can we do, lads? We're working really hard at this, and it's a long-term project, and I expect, I don't want to lose a pile of players at the end of this season. I want to keep them, and I want to add to them. And this is a really, really difficult job, a really difficult job, because you guys, the journalists, are, when we lose, you know, the reports are loaded for the opposition. You can see that because you're hurting as much as I am. Well, not as much as I am, but you're hurting because you're supporters of the club. But when we go on a win, then you're full of praise, because your emotions are driven by good performances, good results, and bad performances and bad results. So obviously your coverage of Derry City is going to be biased towards us and biased against us, because you're hurting, and that's the emotional roller coaster that you're under, and I can appreciate that and respect it.
So is this a crucial time now in terms of keeping hold of who you want to keep hold of, and maybe bring in some of these players who you feel that should be playing at Derry?
It's difficult to sleep at night, because I'm trying to get the players to stay. I'm trying to bring in players, and I'm trying everywhere to get players. But you know, if you were manager of Derry, where would you go for players? You know, this is the problem that we have, and it's very, very difficult. It's very, very difficult to get the right players at the right age to come in. We need two good experienced centre backs. Crying out for them. I mean, two fullbacks are bang on. We've got Conor McDermott as well coming back next year from his operation next season. Three really good fullbacks there. We need two centre backs, two experienced centre backs to help us to build from the back. And I listened to Johnny McDonald on TV and last night, and he says, you know, I can understand. He says, but you have to build from the back. Where do I get two experienced centre backs? Do you know what I mean? I tried for 6 months to get Georgie Kelly to sign, and you know, Dundalk get him in 2 minutes. You know, this is the thing that you guys don't understand. It's so difficult. I'm playing with rookies, but I'm trying to teach them, and we're trying to learn as much as we can. And I thought in the second half tonight they did the city proud, against the champions elect.
Just a word on Dundalk, as you say, about to be crowned champions. Kenny, are they moving further away from the rest of the field, in your view?
I don't think you can say, you're probably right, but who knows? It's you've got the big spenders. You've got Cork and Dundalk and Waterford and Shamrock Rovers. Those four in particular are big spenders. And then you have other clubs that have got a fantastic location and an infrastructure like Bohemians had. Bohemians made 11 changes from the team that played us on Wednesday night. That's an example of the depth of their squad. We can't do that. You know, we're down to 17 at the minute, and that's with five development players in the 17. But we're still battling away, and we expect to go close to winning our last four matches if we keep progressing the way we are.
Kenny, your team did really well in the second half
tonight. Thank you.
You must be really proud of them, because at one stage I feared that, you know, Dundalk was going to completely overrun you.
Me too.
But they did you so much credit in that second half. They were really fabulous.
It was just adding a couple of experience. I took two young lads off and brought on two more experienced players, and it transformed us because they understood what we were looking more. And it was a game against the ball, and we had to have a structure in place. And I'm delighted at the performance. I'm not happy about the first half, obviously, but I thought in the second half they did us a lot of pride. They were proud of the way they played and the way they worked against the champions in their home patch. It's just difficult. It's a really, really difficult job, really is. But I'm up for it, and I know Stephen was under pressure because he hasn't won a trophy for well over a year. That's what they say about me up in my place. You know, Kenny Shields under pressure. Unbelievable.
Barry McNamee, it looks to be, you know, there may be a possibility he might become free. If he did, was available, would you go for him?
I'd be very interested in Barry McNamee. He's a local lad. He's from Remelton. You know, definitely I would be interested in Barry, but, you know, that's from left field,
you know.
It's according to who else is interested.
Yeah, I know.
As every other player. You know, if Cork and, or sorry, if Dundalk and Rovers and Waterford are interested, then, you know, it's going to be very difficult for me to get him.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you. Thank you.